theswirlworld.com. Podcast episode
140.
The Swirl World.
Interracial.
Diverse.
Beautiful.
Hello, beautiful people. This is Michelle Matthews Calloway, also known as a Swirl Girl, coming at you on behalf of theswirlworld.com, where we celebrate Black women, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Our overarching mission is to see you live your best life. And one of the ways we do this is by being a resource and a tool that you can use to help you live your best life. We want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and even information that will help you in your quest to live your best life. This episode was originally scheduled for Monday, January 28th, because we were back on schedule with posting for the podcast and have the goal of posting an episode every Monday. However, my dad unfortunately got ill and had to be rushed to the hospital. And of course, all the factors associated with having a parent hospitalized, taken to the emergency room, etc., really threw me off schedule. And if that wasn't bad enough, my niece also was ill in the same week. She's still in the hospital. She had been having flu-like symptoms and was feeling extremely bad. After going to urgent care, she discovered that she had pneumonia. And she had what the old folks called double pneumonia because she had the fluid and whatnot in both lungs. The proper medical term is bilateral pneumonia. So she's still in the hospital. So I earnestly ask that you pray for her full recovery, as well as for that of my dad. I must say he's back up and around and he's sitting in front of the TV watching the Super Bowl. So he's doing much better. But as I said, having to deal with the factors associated with hospitalizing a parent and also having a close family member hospitalized really threw my schedule off. And so I missed posting this episode on January 28th. But we're here and we're here now. And that's what matters. Things are getting back to normal. So I'm grateful for that. I mentioned earlier that our goal and mission here in the Swirl World is to see Black women living their best life. And I've been focusing on that and kind of meditating on that and thinking about what exactly that means and when do you know you're living your best life? And that's what I want to talk about today. And you may say, Michelle, I hear that phrase, I hear that term, living your best life. What exactly does that mean? Or how do you know when you're living your best life? Things are going well. I don't have any major complaints, but I don't know if I can really say I'm living my best life. Well, I'm glad you asked. This is when you know you're living your best life. First of all, you have developed a strong sense of worth and value. You know who you are, and you approach life from a position of confidence. And now let me say this, confidence is not arrogance. Confidence is a feeling of self-assurance that arises from your appreciation of your own abilities or qualities. You understand the things that you can do and the things that you do well. You have that feeling of self-assurance because you know, you appreciate what you can do and what you do well. And as I said, confidence is not arrogance. There's a big difference between confidence and arrogance. Arrogance, or to be arrogant, is when you exaggerate or you're disposed to exaggerate your own worth or importance, often in an overbearing manner or by trying to diminish the importance or value of others. When you're arrogant, you strive to belittle others in an effort to raise yourself. But when you're confident, that comes from a place of strength. Because as I said, you know who you are. You have your own sense of worth and value, regardless of what people around you do or don't do, regardless of who they are and what they, in a sense, bring to the table. You know what you bring. You know what you can do. And you are confident. You have a sense of appreciation for you. And it's to me, it's akin to being comfortable in your own skin. One of the things that I know I can't do is draw. I'm not someone who can really draw well. but I can write. So I have a sense of appreciation for that aspect or that quality that I have or that talent or ability. And I'm confident in my ability to do that. And what's even more wonderful is that I have a healthy sense of appreciation for people who can draw or people who can do things that I'm not so great at. So first of all, you know you're living your best life when you have a strong sense of worth and value. You're confident. You appreciate what you bring. You have a strong feeling of self-assurance that arises from your own appreciation of your abilities or qualities, and you're not arrogant. You don't try to exaggerate your worth or importance in an overbearing manner or by trying to belittle others. And let me also add that having a strong sense of worth and value translates into making better relationship choices. Now, that's a whole nother podcast for a whole nother day. I just wanted to interject that in addition to recognizing that you're confident and not arrogant because you have an awareness of your worth and value, this also pushes into your relationship choices. Doesn't make you bougie, doesn't make you think, quote unquote, that you're better than someone else. It just means you realize your worth and your value. And so that governs your choices. If someone is not in your league, they're simply not in your league, and there's no apologies that need to be made. But as I said, that's a subject for another day and another show, and we will be discussing that as time moves forward. So that's number one. And then secondly, you know you're living your best life when you're actively engaged in plans and preparations that further lead you into your best life. You've set some goals. You have some aspirations. You have some things you're working on or working toward, whether it's school, rising that corporate ladder, entrepreneurship, whether it's setting financial goals to become debt-free or to pay off loans or to ensure that you have financial stability and growth, whether it's academic achievement, you're working on an advanced degree, you have a certification that you want to obtain, you want to be credentialed in some area, whether it's climbing the corporate ladder in your career or getting promotions or even breaking into entrepreneurship and working for yourself. Whether it's setting financial goals to become debt-free or to ensure you have a solid retirement or to have the finances, ready finances and do the things that you're interested in doing or pursuing certain paths that it takes a certain amount of finance to be able to pursue. You're doing those things. You're making those plans and preparations. You're actively engaged in what it takes to bring these things to fruition. And additionally, even your spiritual life, regardless of your personal belief system, you understand that working on that inner person, that enlarging your mind and who you are and your spirit is also something that's going to lead you into living your best life. And then last but not least, you're ready, willing, and able to receive. You know you're living your best life when you're open to receiving. You've let go of the past, all those old hurts or those things that would drag you down, those self-doubts and fears. You've let that go. You're developing, you're evolving, you're maturing, you're growing. You're coming more and more into a strong sense of your own. As I said earlier, that being comfortable in your own skin, day by day, you're becoming more and more comfortable with you. You know that I am ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to receive these blessings, to receive the things that I am working towards, to receive the good things that life has to offer. And a person who is ready, willing, and able to receive doesn't allow themselves to get drawn into petty competitions. You don't see other people as someone you're competing with. You recognize the fact that they're on their own path and their own journey. And what they're doing is not something that will hinder you because you're in control of your own destiny. You're the one who is setting forth your goals and your aspirations and the things that you want to accomplish and achieve. So you don't see other people as competition. And this stems from having a mindset of abundance. Because see, when you operate from a standpoint of feeling that other people are your competitors, That means that you think that there's not enough to go around. But when you have a mindset of abundance, you recognize that there's more than enough for everyone. This person being successful or achieving that goal or the other is not going to impede me from achieving the goals that I've set for me. So I'm open. I'm open to me receiving abundance, and I'm open to other people receiving abundance as well. You've developed that mindset of abundance, and you're ready, willing, and able to receive all of those good things that life has to offer you. So just as a quick recap, this is when you know you're living your best life. First of all, you have a strong sense of worth and value. You're confident. You have self-assurance that arises from an appreciation of your own abilities and qualities. You're not arrogant, because being arrogant means that you're exaggerating your worth or your importance in an overbearing manner, or you're seeking to belittle or diminish others. So you're confident, but not arrogant. You have that sense of worth and value that stems from confidence. Second, you make plans and preparations that lead you into your best life. You're setting goals, whether it applies to you academically, from a career standpoint, entrepreneurial standpoint, whether it's financial or spiritual, you're putting plans in place and you're making preparations to take you to the next level, to bring you into even a greater sense of living your best life. And then third, you're ready, willing, and able to receive. You've let go of the past. You're not going to allow those things to bog you down and hold you down and keep you back. You're not in a big competition with other people or seeing people as the competition, thinking that that person's success is going to take something away from yours. Why? Because you have a mindset of abundance. You recognize that there's more than enough to go around. There's more than enough for everybody to have abundance. And you're really receptive to not just you receiving that abundance, but other people as well. So think about those things and shoot me an email to let me know what you're doing that lets you know you're living your best life. I'd love to hear about it. And I'd love to know what you think about the three things that I've shared. I'm sure there are other factors that let you know that, and I'd like to know what those factors are. I look forward to hearing from you. So getting into the month of February, we want to talk about What's Love Got to Do With It. Yes, that's that iconic song by Tina Turner, where she asks the age-old question, what's love got to do with it? And she says, what's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? And what's interesting about what we're going to be discussing is that we're not going to just look at it from a relationship standpoint. We're going to narrow down and tell you what love has to do with it from the standpoint of loving yourself, loving your life, and loving what you do. So stay tuned for the episodes coming up in the month of February. Well, we'll be breaking down and addressing the question, what's love got to do with it? And you know, with my niece taking ill like that, it really made me think about a lot of the articles that I've been reading about Black women's health and the corresponding issues that surround the health care that we receive or don't receive. I'd really like to have a couple of future shows talking about this topic. So if you're a Black healthcare professional and you'd like to come on the show, please email me at podcast@theswirlworld.com. That's podcast@theswirlworld.com. Or if you know of a healthcare professional who you think would be a good guest for the show, let them know or either send me their name and contact information and I can reach out to them to ask them to be on the show. One of the goals that we've always had in doing this show is covering topics of interest to people who are engaged in interracial relationships. We plan to do a shift this year and focus even more on issues that are of importance to Black women. So we're not going to just be talking about relationships and swirling, but we want to dig a little deeper. We want to deal with the things that interest us as Black women and really cover some issues and just talk about some things that can make our lives better and move our lives forward. So stay tuned for upcoming episodes. And also, of course, if you have a suggestion for something you'd like us to discuss, if you have a suggestion concerning a guest you think would be great, or if you think you would be great to come on the show, that's wonderful. Email me. As I said, send an email to podcast@theswirlworld.com. And we're not going to leave men out. If you are male and you feel you can contribute something of value, you can email me as well. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate the emails that we received. Those of you who have indicated how glad you are that we're back. We're getting back on the podcast mic and we're bringing shows again. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for the feedback, the inboxes that we receive over on our Facebook page. And while I'm at that juncture, I'd love to invite you to check us out on Facebook at The Swirl World. You can also follow us on Twitter at A Swirl Girl. Our Instagram page is filled with beautiful quotes of inspiration, and you can follow us there at A Swirl Girl. And of course, there's a podcast here that you can hear on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify. Really, all of the major podcasting platforms, you can catch us on the go and listen to our show. Share this show with a friend and let them know that the Swirl World podcast is back and they really need to be listening. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for listening and we'll see you next week. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to like The Swirl World on Facebook and subscribe to the blog at theswirlworld.com.
Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast or listen directly from our Facebook page.
We can also be heard on SoundCloud and Stitcher Radio.
The Swirl World.
Interracial.
Diverse.
Beautiful.